This is GQDN for November 10th, 2023, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff, i.e. the drink mix, go to the checkout line, and put in the word quest in the promo code, and get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some stuff coming out on sale, or just coming out. We got a couple of awards being delved out. It's going to be award season. And Activision is doing some wicked, wicked stuff. But we begin today with Blizzard Entertainment. And Wowhead.com did say that Samwise Didier has announced his retirement. In fact, he was at the company for 32 years, doing both voice acting and art creations. So, here's what he said on X. What lies beyond the storm? But this is a post that he had. Hail Blizzard family and friends. Today is a huge day for me and I wanted to share the news with you all. I am retiring from my beloved Blizzard Entertainment. Today will be my last day. Now most kids I know move out of the home when they're 18. Well, maybe not these days. For me, it took damn near double that. It is inspiring and intimidating all at the same time. Blizzard was never just a job for me. I joined the company in 1991 and it immediately became my second home. I found out I had a family that I didn't even know that no, I had. I grew up there. I learned almost everything I know about art there. I learned how to use a computer. I only knew Atari 2600 and Nintendo. I learned how to use Photoshop. I learned how to create UI and make thousands of buttons. I learned how to create 3D models of my art, how to texture, to animate them, and even make them shoot fireballs or lasers. I got to see my art come to life. Hell, I even joined my first band at Blizzard. And top it all off, I got to work on some of the greatest games this here old world has ever known. Thank you, Blizzard, for everything. If I were to leave any words of wisdom to the mighty Blizzard Entertainment, it would be this. Blizzard family, always draw big shoulders, pads. ABC, my friend, Samwise. We'll see what he does next, if anything. But the Q&A for World of Warcraft did happen for both retail and classic. And retail, they were talking with the War Within. And that would have the dynamic flying that we know of, and why some things will work, some things will not work. The Trading Post, for those who are concerned about that. Delves and Warbands. But when it goes to Dragonflight, they did talk about Season 4 and Archaeology. They did go to Cataclysm, but Wowhead does not have that stuff up there yet. But they did get into some of the questions of the quest lines that were unfinished and the items you could pick up, such as getting like swords and other stuff. So there is indeed that. Now, ESTNN, going into the esports corner, did ask a question. Is the Overwatch League dead? Well, what we know is that the Overwatch World Cup 2023 did happen at BlizzCon. And Blizzard did say that the Overwatch League will no longer exist. So, what Ash Parrish did say on Twitter. Good evening, Overwatch League comrades. This is the owner of the Toronto Defiant saying goodbye to the Overwatch League with the AI-generated art. Please direct your attention to the bottom left corner. And that was the Overwatch League. Now, Overwatch 2 is starting to come back to players according to the post, but what could actually happen? We shall indeed see. Now, staying in the esports corner, Spanx is going to extend his stay. And this comes to us from hltv.org. And Lotan Spanx Geldi did renew his contract with Vitality for 3 more years. Now, there's no numbers behind this contract, but Team Vitality did have a couple of posts saying, congrats, bro, Spanx CSGO. We are pleased to announce that Spanx CSGO is continuing his journey in the Hive. V for victory. Ah, the TV show V. Anyway, what V could actually be interested in, come to think of it. Polygon is saying that Microsoft's AI could actually solve some problems. Well, the developers are saying there isn't a problem anywhere. So maybe the AI is a solution for the problem that doesn't exist. Well, that's what someone wrote. And that was on Bain.com, because there was a survey of 25 game executives. What Bain.com did say was, quote, more than half of the video game development process will be supported by generative AI within the next 5 to 10 years. So what helps this out? Microsoft did announce that a partnership with InWorld, and we said that earlier this week. If you remember, Microsoft wanted to, or not Microsoft, but some of the companies within wanted to use the AI to increase the profit line. But Anna Webster, which is a narrative designer, was talking to Polygon herself, and she said, quote, AI in general has been utilized by game developers since the dawn of the medium, but usually in terms of things like enemy behavior or procedural generation. What they are hawking in this case of generative AI, that is, something which can supposedly come up with content to support those working creatively. You know, the things that humans generally enjoy doing. I'm not sure why I, or anyone for that matter, would want to give that part of my job to a machine. So, Microsoft game dev on X did say on Twitter, with more extraordinary tools comes more extraordinary games. We're excited to see people that build with new AI-enabled game dev tools as we embark on a partnership with InWorld AI to make it easier for devs to realize their creative vision. So some of the developers were talking with Polygon too, and they said, quote, AAA and AAA Plus is getting really expensive by virtue of more assets, more content, bigger world. And you need to fill these worlds. Who's going to do that? It requires an army of designers, an army of writers. If you could somehow cut that aspect of time, effort, and the humans being paid to do that, you've got yourself big money split and money saver there. There's more to this article. You should go read that, polygon.com. Now, in other news, Unity, via Destructoid.com, is looking to do some layoffs. Well, as you recall, Unity really tried to mess up some of the developers. So now they're looking to do some layoffs. And that's because the CEO, James Whitehurst, in a shareholder letter, did say, why? Quote, we are not achieving the synergies that exist across our portfolio, and we are not executing to our full potential. Now, third quarter results were indeed mixed, but they're looking into streamlining the bottom line to make some profit. So that's why they tried the runtime fees and they got some backlash from it. But now they're looking to cut the personnel. So we'll see what happens. You know, we will. Now we go to Twitch. PCGamer.com did say that Hype Chat is going to go away. So Twitch support on X did say, quote, based on the community's feedback, we've decided to deprecate Hype Chat on November 15th and invest more into cheering and bits going forward. We still believe the value of pinned messages and fast-moving chats. Viewers will be able to pin cheers with bits in the upcoming weeks. So that was basically a YouTube super chat feature that they tried out, and people said no. So they're going to go back to bits, cheers, and other things that the doodads have. We'll keep an eye on it. IGN did say that Activision has warned the Warzone cheaters. So here's what they are going to do. This is what they said in the blog post. With Splat, if a cheater discovered, we may randomly and for fun disable their parachute, sending them careening into the ground after they deploy. Yes, Activision said that. For the quote, but if we catch them after they deployed, well, Splat can also adjust players' velocity, which transforms a bunny hop into 10,000 foot drop, taking them out instantly. This is one of the many new tricks we've developed, and we'll talk about more in the future. Well, I guess don't be a cheater. But that's not the only thing that they did. Activision is pulling some COD Modern Warfare maps because of bad spawns. And that's something that Justin Pistigo did say on X. MW3 spawns go crazy. Zelta said on X, spawns seem good on this game. M is an EM or a swishy M, did say on X. Yo, spawns are insane, RN. So, they pulled the quarry from Hardpoint and the rundown and scrapyard, all for the same reason. So we shall keep an eye on what's going on there. Oh, by the way, according to Eurogamer, Call of Duty now has its own launcher. So, there are some downloads to it. The game itself is at 91 gigabytes. There's an update file for 111 gigabytes. And the campaign is 46 gigabytes. The total package is now at 171.5 gigabytes. So, Charlie Intel did say on X, quote, if you intend to continue playing Modern Warfare 2 after today, I don't know why, you have to open the Call of Duty HQ, enter the main HQ, scroll down to Modern Warfare 2, select multiplayer, go through another server connecting loading screen, and then you're in. Now, Baldur's Gate 3 did get an award. The Golden Joysticks Awards are powered by Intel, and Baldur's Gate 3 did get a Golden Joystick Award, which they got the title of Studio of the Year. So well done to them, but they're not the only ones that got one. Final Fantasy 16 got the Best Audio Song of the Year. So, Games Radar, thanks for the updates. Congratulations to the winners. Now, if you want a Steam Deck, you might want to hold off, because the OLED is coming. WCCF Tech said just that. And that is coming in 6 days. So, impressions are very positive on many aspects. And there's also some performance improvements. And that's due to the 16 gigabits LPDDR5 for RAM and a fixed 1.6 gigahertz GPU frequency. So there is that. But that's okay because the Nintendo Switch LED is now on sale. I wonder if that was a response to the last story. But the price has dropped for PlayStation 5 to $499. But if you get a Dell gift card, you can get the Nintendo Switch OLED console for $350. So there you go. Go get it. $75 for a Dell gift card. But that's not the only ones that are available, like the Xbox Series X is at $450. Once again, gift card. Yep, there is that. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. All the Blizzard stuff, including the Q&A session today. Well, you better well believe it. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for the live show.